You're listening to the NZ PE Teacher Cast, a podcast sharing some of the inspirational stories from amazing health and physical education teachers. Today's episode is sponsored by My Study Series, an online learning platform by New Zealand PE teachers for New Zealand PE teachers and their students. Check it out now at mystudyseries.co.nz.
Kia ora everyone and welcome to this, the very first episode of NZPE TeacherCast, a podcast about really cool PE teaching, I guess. It's an opportunity for me to share some ideas and really the best part about it is we get to get some fantastic physical educators onto the show, hear their story and get to see what they're doing in their classrooms around physical education and stuff like that. There's two reasons I wanted to start this podcast. First of all, I feel that as physical educators, we don't really network enough. We're consumed by what we do. We teach a lot. If we're not teaching, we're outside of the classroom, coaching, managing teams, with this big extracurricular focus. So that concept of networking with other teachers in our learning areas outside of our school just kind of gets put on the back foot a little bit. We get burdened down by assessment and administrative tasks. I think since I started my teaching career, there just seems to be more and more admin that we have to do, and that makes getting in touch with other educators really difficult. So I think this concept of networking, it's a really key component of being able to reflect and learn on our current teaching practice. So this is my way, I guess, of reaching out and networking with more physical educators. So I've had this really good online presence that I've built over the last few years, and it's allowed me to have some really fantastic discussions with teachers around technology and physical education and stuff like that. So I want to continue that, but on a much larger scale. And I think by having this podcast and being able to put it out on a regular basis, I'm going to achieve that. Second reason that I wanted to release this podcast is that we have some amazingly fantastic PE teachers just doing some things that are really cutting edge, and we don't hear these stories. Like I said, we get consumed by our own teaching practice and we don't get the opportunity to hear other people's stories, and these stories need to be told. So hopefully as the podcast grows, we'll get more teachers on board and more educators willing to jump in and share their stories. At this point in time, the podcast is going to air or be released fortnightly, and once a month, or so every second podcast, we're going to have a new guest on the podcast to just have a chat and interview and share their story. And we've got some really great teachers lined up to chat with, and I'm really looking forward to bringing their stories to all of you out there. When there isn't a guest on the podcast, it's just going to be me, and I plan on focusing my discussion around three areas, really. The first is going to be a challenge that I've had in my teaching during the last month or so, and I don't plan on sugarcoating it or talking about how I successfully dealt with what that challenge might have been. I just want to say how it is, and maybe you as listeners will have some suggestions that might help, maybe not. I'm really not too sure what to expect, so basically, it's just given me a nice little platform to ramble about stuff. Hopefully, it's not going to be all negative, but that's the next section. Excuse me. I want to share a success I've had in the last month. You know, something, a success or something that I'm grateful for. As simple as that, I think it's great to share those little wins that we have, because it's those little wins that keep us going during week 9 or 10 of a long term, and we've had a couple of those already. Thankfully, this term is a little bit shorter. That's if I even get this podcast released this term. Term 3, that is, by the way. And finally, I'm going to end on sharing a technology or app or device or something that's helping me in the classroom. So if nothing else comes from listening to the podcast, at least once a month you'll have a new app or website or something that you can just have a whirl on. So that's really the gist of what I'm trying to do here. I hope that people find it beneficial. My school is right next to an airport, so I don't know if you can hear that plane taking off. I need to invest. I think this week I'm going to invest in a new mic, so hopefully the next few podcasts will be a little bit better. It's also raining, so I'm not sure if you can hear that as well, but we'll just take it all in our stride. So let's kick it off. So there's this challenge that I've had for most of the year, and it's kind of gotten, as we move into term three, it's gotten harder and harder and harder to deal with. So I have a unit standard course, which is, it's targeted at senior students who haven't really, or haven't met the prerequisites for PE. And that might be achieving, say 12, 14 credits or whatever in level one. So they haven't met the prerequisites for the course, which means we get quite a wide range of learners in this course. Now, some of those learners, for them, it's this course provides a real good pathway for them. They can see the direction it's taking them in. They can see it aligns with their goals and what they want to do, and they can see that link through to tertiary education for them. But for others, and I'm sure this is common in all schools with alternate pathway phys ed courses, it just becomes a dumping ground. And no matter what you say to your deans or your principal or other teachers, they always see a course like this as an opportunity to place a kid who's not having much success elsewhere. And to me, that's cool. I don't mind that too much, because I love working with these kids and really getting students to step outside of their comfort zone. But this one student I've had, he doesn't really want to be here. He's not interested in the work and would rather sit and do nothing. He's completely disengaged. But on the other hand, he doesn't want to leave school. He wants to be here, and I think his parents want him to be here. So it makes it really challenging, to the point where I've sat him down and he said to me, look, I don't want to do the work, and I'm not going to do the work. I just want to sit here and do nothing. I don't want to be in this class, but I'm here. And I appreciate that and I understand that, but there's also a bit of responsibility for the student to actually engage with the lesson, and that's where the problem is. You know, he inadvertently draws other students away from the lesson, which to me is unacceptable, and it's becoming a real battle for me in the classroom. You know, on one hand, I'm trying to engage these learners who are active and want to learn, yet I'm trying to balance that with students who really don't want to learn or don't want to be in that course. So over the years, or over the year, I've tried a few things with them. I've tried pairing them up with active engaged students to complete group work. So, you know, really putting them with him with stunning students who can, you know, pull him along and show him a bit of guidance. I've modified tasks for him. So I tried to make things a little bit more achievable or a little bit more exciting. I've lowered expectations around gear, etc., and trying to remove those excuses and barriers that he has each period. I have seen one success with him, and that was through the use of a gamified approach, where we have a leaderboard in this class, and it's linked to social responsibility. So for every lesson, they get to, they get a point value that they can negotiate with me, in the sense that if I award them a 3 out of 4, they can come and say, well, sir, I feel I'm at a 4 and here's why, and we can negotiate that score. And it's a really cool opportunity, and it's all visual and the kids can see it and they can see what other students have got. And as part of that, there's a reward system built in, and that's the game mechanic, having that reward there. And the one time I had a breakthrough with him, he saw another student get a reward, which was, I think they got a terms free weights club membership. So we saw that and realized, hey, you know, maybe I could do this or apply myself a bit more. And he said, sir, can I participate today? I don't have any gear, but you know, I really want to jump in. And that was awesome. And he did that, and I got some really good progress from him for a couple of weeks. But that really, it didn't last. It was short-lived, which was disappointing. So I'm at a loss with him right now. It's really hard not to have this deficit approach to the student, and rather keep looking at what I can change in my teaching that can bring about some progress for him. So that's a bit of a challenge. Because at the end of the day, I just want to see him succeed. I want him to have some success. I want him to move on to bigger and better things. But it's hard. It's really challenging. Onto the wins now. You know, one area I'm really enjoying at the moment is collaborating with other teachers. We're a sport and education school, which is a fantastic opportunity for us. And if you don't know what sport and education is, it's a cross-curricular approach to learning in a sporting context. So we have two Year 9 classes. Each of those Year 9 classes has their maths, science, English and PE work collaboratively, and it's integrated and it's all in a sporting context. So we spend a lot of time planning out our units, and at any one time, for example, this term has been the Olympics, so all of the lessons in each learning area are closely linked together, and it just makes for a really authentic experience for the students, and it brings about better engagement and a lot of fun for the students. And this group, or this one class I've been working with the teachers, it's just been so much fun learning about other subject areas and seeing my class interact with different teachers, because we do a bit of observation, and just being able to reflect on my own approaches with them after seeing these teachers interact with them as well. So we've had some really good discussions as a group, and I'm absolutely sold on this cross-curricular approach. I think it's just fantastic, and we're seeing some really good results. So I'm keen to see it happen at level one, but that's going to take some serious planning, and right now it could be a little bit too much for a group to take on. We've got some planning sessions coming up soon, so we'll see how we get on there. But I really enjoy it, and I think there's a lot of information out there on the Sport NZ website, and Celia Fleck, who hopefully most of you know on Twitter, has a strong presence within that sport and education model, and she was one of the pilot schools involved, and now she has some direct involvement in working with schools in the program. So you should check out Celia on Twitter. But it's there's some really cool things coming out of it from other schools, and each school has their own unique approach to it, and every school is different. So the way we do it is a lot different to, say, Wainua Māori, who are in it as well, and Taita College. We're all having this different approach, but at the end of the day, we're all seeing positive results from it. So check it out, that sport and education, if it's something that you're interested in or want to learn more about. The piece of technology that I want to mention today is this really cool application called Google Keep. So you can check it out at keep.google.com, and it's a fantastic note-taking application, which I feel is just a must-have for teachers. Really, it's the ultimate note-keeping app. What I like about it is it's web-based, as well as on iOS or Android, and it syncs across all devices. So most of the bigger note-taking apps tend to only really have an app-based presence, and I hate typing on my iPad. It's such a pain in the ass. But the fact that this is web-based as well, and then syncs across those devices, I can take my notes, because I'm always thinking stuff up, and I you know, if I don't write something down, then I lose that idea, whether it's something for my level 3 class or something for I need to do for the shopping tomorrow, whatever. You know, being able to jump on something and bang it out is really important to for me anyway. So some of the cool features it has, it's got voice recording and transcription. So if you are driving or something and you don't want to pull your phone out and type, which you shouldn't, that's naughty. You can activate the voice recording, and it will transcribe what you say. And I've found that it's generally pretty good. A couple of typos every now and then, but that's quite good. Or if I'm not by a desktop or a laptop and I want to put down a big chunk or a big idea that I don't really want to type on the device, you can use that voice recording and transcription. It has a labeling system. The screen actually features, it looks like you're putting post-it notes. So it's dumping post-it notes on the screen. and it has a labelling system, so you can then label each of those, and you have some categories down the side for those labels. So if I'm doing writing some information about a podcast interview or something, or level 3 work, I label it as level 3 or podcasting, and if I want to look at all those notes related to that, I just hit the category or the label and it brings up all of those. Has an inbuilt to-do list, which is cool. You know, I'm all for productivity, and to-do list I use every day. I think it's one of the best things you can use, particularly in a job like ours where it's just non-stop and hectic all the time. So has this great to-do list built in, has notifications and reminders. So if you want to schedule an alarm for something, for a note that you've put down or an action you want to take on something, then you can do that as well. So that's Google Keep. For some reason, it doesn't seem to have got a much press or doesn't have much visual presence around that whole Google Apps domain. I don't know where I stumbled across it, but I use it every day, and it's fantastic. So check it out, keep.google.com. I think you'll really like it, and it has some really good uses in teaching. So that's it for the first NZPE Teacher Cast. What are we at? We're at 15 minutes. That's probably the 15 to 20 minute mark is where I was aiming for. I really hope you've taken at least one thing from today. And if you haven't, maybe our next guest on the show will provide some motivation or insight for you. And that's Kelly Ross from Tarawera High School. They are doing some fantastic things with modern learning environments, and she's got a really great story to tell. We had a lot of fun in that interview. She's an amazing teacher, and I can't wait to get that podcast up as well. So make sure you check out that next episode. I really appreciate you taking the time to check this out. I really hope you took something from it. Thanks.